Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday, in our study of 1 Samuel chapter 15, we were taught that we are not to associate it with those that are always wanting to change the way we worship. Let's continue with that thought today.
And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Now, in this fast-paced religious world of today, it is too often the case that Christians are caught up with the philosophy of the world. The world's philosophies and opinions are in a constant flux of change. Proverbs 24:21 tells us, "My son, hear thou the Lord and the King, and meddle not with them that are given to change." So often you have those people that want to change because that's how everybody else is doing it. How everybody else is doing it may be wrong. So we must always, always be on the lookout that we do it right and we do it God's way. You know, the opposite, the fear of the Lord, is meddling with those who are given to change. I think it is important to look at that verse of Proverbs 24:21 for just a moment, where he says, "Meddle not with them that are given to change." The word "meddle" is defined by the Hebrew lexicon as to intermix. We're being told in Scripture not to party with, not to partnership with, that is, have a fellowship with, those who are constantly calling for change. They want to change the word, they want to change the music, they want to change the worship, they want to change it all. And change for what? Well, since the verse mentions the fear of God, it is a change from the word, the will, the way of God. To change from His holiness to make it more fleshly user compatible. Not spiritual user, but fleshly user compatible. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil, Proverbs 8:13 tells us. In Malachi 3:6, we read, "For I am the Lord, I change not." Satan tries his best to get the churches to change music, the message, and the manner of worship to a less reverent and holy style. The argument is often, it is what you have to do to win them. But this misses the number one idea of the church service, which is to worship the Lord our God in a manner that is holy and acceptable unto Him, not the world. I think of the old prophet Ezekiel. He faced this in his day. In Ezekiel chapter 33, verses 30 through 33, he had the same thing that faced him. He said, "And thou, son of man, the children of thy people still are talking against thee by the walls and in the doors of thy houses, and speak one to another, everyone to his brother, saying, Come, I pray you, and hear what is the word that cometh from the Lord. They come unto thee as the people cometh, and they sit before thee as thy my people. And they hear thy words, but they will not do them. For with their mouth they show much love, but their heart goeth after their covetousness. And lo, thou art unto them as a very lovely song of one that hath a pleasant voice, and can play well on an instrument. For they hear thy words, but they do them not. And when this cometh to pass, and lo, it will come, then shall they know that a prophet hath been among them." I've seen too many men who preach the fundamentals of faith leave it in order to maintain numbers. I had a young man, fundamental pastor, and his pastor that helped him to grow and go to a fundamental Christian college called me up to let me know. He says, "You know, our friend has left the fundamentals. He's now doing Christian rap He's removed standards in his church, all that he might grow. Well, you know, we talk about growth. You shoot a deer on the side of the road and just let him lay there. You realize you come back in about 5 days and no birds get at him, he's going to be bigger. He's going to grow. He's going to swell up. That's not good growth. That's not good growth at all. When preachers change their Bible standards, meddle not with them any longer. When you have a preacher that's preaching one thing, you say, wow, he's a fundamentalist, and then a little bit later they've changed that, you better get far as you can from a man that way, because that is headed for trouble. Well, here we are, back with Samuel and King Saul. King Saul has rebelled against the standards of the Word of God. He has rebelled against what he was clearly told to do. He's gone on to do God's will, but his way. Be careful of your motives and your reasons, because they will be brought out before God at that great judgment seat. Now, why would Saul rebel against an easy rule? That still troubles me. Why would he rebel against an easy rule? It would be no pain for him to carry this out. It comes down to this. He was spiritually irresponsible. Now, we're told in verse 22, to obey is better than sacrifice. And by the way, that's a principle to learn because it's straight from God. To obey is better than sacrifice. To obey His word is much better than saying, okay, I'm going to give a lot of money, or I'm going to do something else, and that will offset what I've done wrong. No. To obey is better than sacrifice. When Saul says, but the people, he is blaming his lack of obedience or failure on peer pressure and circumstances. Now, let me give you a 21st century of the same thing. But everybody's doing it. This is the 21st century. Times have changed. Some say, well, look, it's my wife, my husband. They hold me back. Or maybe you've heard this. We can't win them if we don't compromise. We can't win them with that music. You go up there and you watch those teenagers singing that music. They just look kind of deadpanned and hardly moving their lips when they sing that music as a group. And you know what? That's true. But I've watched both in person, unfortunately, when I wasn't planning to, but in person and on TV, showing the whole group of teens singing, not a special singer, special quartet or group, but just all the group in the auditorium singing, and the young people still have that dead look on their face when they're singing that song, that worldly song, when they're singing the religious rock music. Now, you say, you mean contemporary Christian music? Well, it's hard for me to call it Christian, because Christian means Christ-like. And that's not Christ-like. And so, religious rock music, I think, is a better term and a more accurate term with which to call it. You see, Saul was a king. The responsibility was his, not the people. 40,000 people may say one thing, but their opinion does not count. We remember the old saying, God is the majority. And he is. Even if you're the only one on his side, he's still the majority. You are the Christian. You are the one for whom God has a will. Ephesians 2:10 is very clear. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good work, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Now, God's already got a good work for you to do, but he's also ordained that you should walk in them. In other words, you should do it his way, according to his word. Your volunteering, sacrificing, giving of yourself. But even if you're doing those things, it relieves no one from obedience. No one. You're not a responsible Christian if you're not living in obedience to God's word. If you're not in God's word to know what it is you're supposed to obey. You see, the judgment seat of Christ means we have accountability. And that being the case, it means we also have responsibility. Now let's just look at these next verses. We've looked at the first three verses to lay the foundation. Now let's look at verses 4 through 7. And Saul gathered the people together and numbered them in Telaim, 200,000 footmen, 10,000 men of Judah. And Saul came to a city of Amalek and laid wait in the valley. And Saul said unto the Kenites, go, depart, get you down from the among the Amalekites, lest I destroy you with them. For he showed kindness to all the children of Israel when they came up out of Egypt. So the Kenites departed from among the Amalekites. And Saul smote the Amalekites from Havilah till thou comest to Shur, that is over against Egypt. Saul starts out right. He gathers his army, which God would have him to do, organizes them. He knows the Kenites were good, and God would have him to spare the Kenites. So it sounds like he's doing everything right to this point. Any task God gives us is no greater than the power behind it, and he is the power behind it. So if he's given us the task, he will be the power to accomplish the task if we do it according to his commandments, according to his way. Well, we go on in verses 8 and 9, and he says, and he took Agag, the king of the Amalekites, alive, and utterly destroyed all the people with the edge of the sword. But Saul and the people spared Agag, and the best of the sheep, and of the oxen, and of the fatlings, and the lambs, and all that was good, and would not utterly destroy them. But everything that was vile and refuse, that they destroyed utterly. Now this is where they're going from obedience to God in all things to human logic. You say, well, boy, they were mostly obedient. Wouldn't God honor that if they're mostly obedient? Well, if you're hanging off a cliff, and you've got a 10-link chain, solid steel, it's great. It'll hold you. But one chain link breaks. The other nine are in good shape. They don't break. Doesn't matter. If only one breaks, you're going down to the bottom of the ravine. If you dial a long-distance number, you dial the one and then the next nine numbers. If you just get one of those numbers, you dial a three instead of a two, you're not going to get the number you're calling, even though you only missed it by one, and you got the other nine numbers right. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No break. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no break. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying, may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.